Blog Talk Radio.
Cover me. Amen and amen. Trusting that you ask God to cover you today as you begin your daily work. Whatever it is that you're going to do, ask God to cover you today under the blood. Amen. Amen. You are tuned into Time to Talk About It, where I'm your host, Sister Diane. And this broadcast was founded by our very late Apostle Gloria Cheever Porter. And you know how we start this broadcast? We start this broadcast off with prayer. And we are to pray one for another, for we are our brothers and sisters keepers. So for those of you that have prayer lists, go ahead and get your prayer list today as we begin to get into that place right now in God that we are praying one for another. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, O God, we ask you, O God, to touch each and every person right now, Lord Father, that holds a prayer list before you, Lord. Father, we come giving you honor, glory, and praise that is due unto your holy name. Thanking you, O God, for this day, O God, a day that wasn't promised to us, O God. So, Father, as we come before you, O God, we ask you for forgiveness and those that we're praying for, forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, Lord Father, we forgive those that trespass against us. Heavenly Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, Lord Father, and Father, all those that have their prayer list before you, Lord, Father, you know each and every person name by name and what they're in need of. Father, some ask for prayer for themselves, some ask for prayer for others, Lord. But Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for the prayers that you have already answered, the prayer that you're answering right now and about to answer, Lord. Father, we're thanking you right now for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Lucy right now, Lord Father, that went through surgery, Lord. Father, we thank you for bringing her through the surgery, Lord. And Father, as she is on her road to recovery, Lord Father, we ask you to continue to strengthen her right now. Father, from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, we speak healing, Lord Father. Father, we thank you for every doctor, every nurse, Lord Father, that attended to her, Lord. Father, we ask you to continue to see the blood covering right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Jordan right now, Lord. Father, Jordan needs you like never before, Lord. And we ask you right now, Lord Father, to intervene on his behalf, Lord Father. You know his situation, O God. Father, touch him right now. Strengthen him right now, Lord Father. And let him know, Lord Father, who you are in this day and time right now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, touch his friend also, Lord Father. Father, give him peace right now, Lord Father. And we ask also, Lord Father, for you to intervene on his behalf as well, Lord Father. Father, you know them by name, Lord Father. You know them before they was formed in their mother's womb, Lord Father. And Father, we give you honor, glory, and praise right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you continue to touch Michelle and Edmund, Lord Father, as they continue to stand by their son's side, Lord. Father, continue to give them the strength, Lord Father, and help them not to faint, Lord Father, nor waver, Lord Father, in who they serve, Lord Father. For we serve a mighty, powerful, and awesome God, and knowing that nothing is too hard for him right now. In the name of Jesus. Father, we're praying today right now for Kathleen Wara, Lord Father. Father, you brought her through, Lord Father, the surgery for stomach cancer, Lord Father. You brought her through, Lord Father, the surgery for a double mastectomy, Lord Father. Father, you brought her through those surgeries. Father, we ask you right now, Lord Father, as we hold her before you. Father, you know her situation, Lord Father. And, Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over her, Lord, every doctor, every nurse, Lord, Father, that comes, Lord, Father, to attend to her, Lord, Father.
We thank you, O God, for your healing virtue, Lord Father, flowing through her right now, O God. We thank you for seeing the blood covering over that doorpost, Lord Father, of her room, Lord Father. We thank you, O God, for hearing prayers right now, Lord Father. Touch her children, O God. Touch her husband right now in the name of Jesus. Father, strengthen her, Lord Father. Father, as we speak healing right now, Lord Father, healing like never before, Lord Father. Father, we hold, Lord Father, Bobby to have prostate cancer, Lord Father. Jerome, Lord Father, that has cancer, Lord Father. We hold before you, Father God, all those right now, Lord Father, that are asking for prayers. Virgin Walters that has lung cancer, Father God. Yamalette that has breast cancer, oh God. TJ that has pancreas cancer right now, Lord Father. Father Lisa, Lord Father, that has cancer, oh God. Father, we're holding them, oh God, before you, for we know, oh God, that you are bigger than cancer, and nothing, oh God, is too hard for you, oh God. Father, those, Lord Father, that are preparing, oh God, to go through surgery to move whatever type of cancer, Lord Father, that they have, Lord Father, or going through chemo, Lord Father. We ask for your supernatural strength, Lord Father. We asking you right now to touch them, Lord. Father, any one of them that don't know you as their Lord and Savior, Father, we ask you this day, Lord Father, to place someone in their path, O God, to guide them, lead them, Lord Father, to you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, you said by your stripes we are healed, Lord Father. So, Father, we're standing, Lord Father, on your healing right now, Lord, for healing is the children's bread, Lord. And, Father, we glorifying and magnifying you, Lord Father, as they continue to look up, Lord Father. Father, calling upon you right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, those that have lost their loved ones, Lord Father, we hold before you Nisha DeVore, Lord Father, and her family right now for the passing of her husband, Lord Father. Father, we hold before you the family of Larry Altman right now, Lord Father, on his passing right now, Lord Father. We hold before you Ty right now and his siblings right now on the loss of his mom, Lord Father. Father, we hold them before you, O God, asking you this day, O God, to comfort their hearts right now, O God. Father, give them the peace that pass all understanding right now, Lord. Give them the joy and the laughter, Lord Father, as they think back on their loved ones, Lord Father, the times that they had with them, Lord Father. We thank you right now, Lord Father, for you said you will not leave us comfortless, Lord. And we thank you. We glorify and we magnify you this day, O God. Father, we hold before you Drexa Ards, Lord Father, that has congestive heart failure, Lord Father. We come against, Lord Father God, that right now in the name of Jesus, and we say by your stripes he's already healed, Lord Father. Father, your healing, Lord Father, it's what we all need, Lord Father. We thank you for touching our bodies. We thank you for touching our minds right now, O God. Father, we thank you for never leaving us nor forsaking us, Lord Father. Father, we pray right now, Lord Father, for all those that need your salvation, Lord Father. Father, time is at hand right now, Lord Father. Let them not think, Lord Father, that any day is promised to them right now, Lord Father. But, Father, they will look up. They will repent, Lord Father, and accept you, O God, into their lives as their Lord and Savior, Lord. Father, knowing that the safest place in this day and time, O God, is in you, Lord. Father God, we come against all these mass shooting, Lord Father, these senseless racial killing right now, Lord Father, profiling right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we come in today, O God, asking your people to rise up this day and begin to warn, intercede in the heavenlies right now in the name of Jesus. Father, letting them know, Lord, Father, it's not playing time, oh God, but it's praying time right now. It's time for us right now, oh God, to rise up and pray like never before, oh God. Praying right now, oh God, for our loved ones, Lord. Father, our unsaved loved ones, Lord. Our neighborhoods, our cities, our state, our region right now, Lord, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, teaching our children, oh God, our grandchildren right now, Lord, Father, to pray and war like never before, Lord, Father. Father, we thanking you, oh God, for hearing and answering prayers right now, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father, for every praise report, oh God, that you have given us, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father, for every prayer request right now, Lord, Father. Father, for they believe and know, Lord, Father, that there is, Lord, Father, that you are the creator, Lord, Father. And, Father, your word never will return to you void, Lord, Father. So, Father, rise up right now, Lord, Father, your prayer warriors, your intercessors, your watchmen right now, Lord, Father, as they war and intercede in the heavenlies, Lord. Father, touch every listener right now, Lord, Father. Father, those that are listening now and would listen at a later date, Lord. Father, you know what they're in need of, Lord. And, Father, we're thanking you right now for providing, Lord, Father, their needs. We thank you for every job, Lord, Father. We thank you for every bill being paid in full right now and every debt being canceled, oh God. We thank you right now for providing that food on the table, Lord, Father. We thank you, oh God, for that healing virtue right now, Lord, touching those that are sick, Lord, Father, and in pain right now, Lord, Father. Father God, see the blood covering this day, Lord, Father. Father, see the blood covering this day over the vehicles right now, Lord, Father. Father God, over their homes right now, the doorposts, their windowsill right now, Lord. Father, we thank you. We glorifying and magnifying you this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we thanking you, oh God, for this radio broadcast right now, Lord. Father, how we continue, Lord, Father, to touch many nations, Lord. Father, we thank you for touching those people in the nations, Lord. Father, that when they hear the broadcast, they're hearing it in their language, oh God. And Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, for those that decide to give their life, oh God, to you, Lord, Father. We thank you and glorifying you, Lord, Father, for your healing virtue, just touching them, healing, delivering, and setting them free right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we praying right now, Lord, Father, for that that is going on over there in the Middle East, Lord, Father. We speak peace right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, let every listener begin to war, Lord, Father, for their neighborhoods, Lord, Father. War in prayer, Lord, for you say we wrestle not against flesh and blood, Lord, Father. And, Father, we know, oh God, to fight, Lord, Father, the enemy, Lord, Father. We have to fight him in the spirit realm, Lord, Father. So we're asking you right now, Lord, Father, to allow, Lord, Father, God, our warring and minister angels, Lord, Father, to continue to fight with us, knowing, oh God, that we got more fighting for us than against us, Lord. Father, we thank you. We glorify and magnify you, Lord. Father, I cover this broadcast under the blood, Lord, Father, and we cancel every and any assignment that was sent towards this broadcast to try, Lord, Father, and hinder anyone speaking or listening on this broadcast. And we render it null and void right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, as I hold the speaker before you, Evangelist Urisha, Lord, Father. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. And no weapons that is formed against her shall prosper, Lord, Father. And every tongue that should rise up against her in judgment, O God, shall be condemned, Lord. Father, we ask you to take her deeper, Lord Father God, in you, Lord Father. Decrease her as you increase in her. Use her, O God, to touch, Lord Father, the hearts of your people, Lord Father, on this broadcast right now, Lord. Whatever devices that they are listening on, Lord Father, give them the heart to hear, the ears to hear, and the heart to receive the word, Lord. Father, as we come asking you to unstop deaf ears and break up that stony heart, Lord. Father, use her this day, Lord Father, to touch your people, Lord Father. Father, we glorify, we magnify you, Lord Father, and thanking you for this day, a day that wasn't promised to us, O God. Father, we ask all this. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You woke up this morning and did not give God the praise, the honor, and glory. Even say, thank you, Lord, for waking me up this morning. You ought to give God praise. You ought to say, thank you, Lord, for waking me up this morning, clothed in my right mind. Because you know what? Many did not wake up this morning. Many are standing in judgment. We have the use of our limbs. We are able to do for others other than ourselves. So we thank God today. I thank God today for you. Because you know what? You are here amongst the land of the living. And he gives you that day, this day, that wasn't promised to you. So give God praise today. Give him praise. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Let me give you the word for today. We could never learn to be brave, patient, if there were only joy in the world. We could never learn to be brave and patient if there were only joy in the world. Amen. Well, as we prepare for the speaker to come before you, go ahead, text a friend, and tell them, come on and listen to this awesome woman of God, Evangelist Urisha. The word that God had given her to speak to his people today. Go ahead and tell them, come on and join this broadcast. The number is 347-857-3925. And remember, you may have a prayer request, a praise report, or you want to give your life to Christ this day. You can go ahead and press the one button on your phone and you will be live on air. We will take your call. Amen. I'm going to introduce to you now the speaker of the hour, Evangelist Urisha Merchant. She's a prayer warrior. She's an evangelist. She's about God's business. She shows love. She is friendly. She is outgoing. Don't mind praying. She's an awesome mother. And not only that, she is my sister. And I am so proud to see that she continually to walk towards God, walk in her calling, as God has called her to be. So today, draw your minds in and ask God for the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding today as the word comes forth through her. Amen. So at this time, I give to you none other than Evangelist Urisha Merchant.
Praise the Lord, Sister Diane. As I come forth with my message, I would like to pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for my lying down and my rising up this morning. I thank you for the air that I breathe. I thank you for life and that more abundantly. Father God, I ask God that you decrease while you increase in me, Father. Take me in a place in you, Father. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you this day, Father. Let it be of your words and not my words, Father. Give ears to the people. Let them hear what the Holy Spirit is saying in this season, O God. Father God, I thank you for what you're about to do. Show up and show out and have your way. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Before I bring forth the word, I would just like to talk and say that when God is using you and you about to go forward and preach or about to go forward and teach and tell dying men, women, and children that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternity, it was a struggle and a fight just for me to prepare this message that I'm about to give you all today. I mean, it was a fight. Nothing wasn't working. I couldn't get no texts, no phone call out. The laptop, the iPod, even Alexa was giving me a hard time trying to listen to some music, you know, to get in my set place. So I know that this is a day that the Lord has made for me to go forth and bring forth the word, because I never had to go through a fight like I did. I went to bed like around 2 o'clock this morning, just waiting to hear what God is saying and to prepare this message. But I tell you, it was a fight, a fight, a fight, a fight. So I know the word going to be nourishing to your bodies and to your mind as I go forth with this word. Amen. So just prepare your mind, your heart, and your soul to receive what God is saying. Now, I'm going to talk about, do you know what season you're in? I'm going to take you spiritually, and I'm going to take you naturally. There are many seasons. We know there is the summer month. We know there is the winter month. We know there is the spring, the autumn, and the fall month. We know right now we in summer month because of the hurricane and all the rain and stuff that's going on. But God changed that because He is the one that changed time, and he changed seasons. So I'm going to go a little deeper, and just follow me, and if you may take notes, it will get you to that place also, so you will know what season you're in and what grounds you're on when you plant seeds, and let you know about seeds and fertile grounds and pruning and refining, okay? Look up the word prune. It means cutting away dead or overgrown branches or stems, especially to increase fruitfulness and growth. So you got to be pruned. Stuff got to be chipped away and mold. You got to be molding God's perfection in order for you to grow in him. I look up the word refining. It says remove impurities or unwanted elements from all substance, typically as part of an industrial process. See, everything begins with a process. God is trying to weed out anything that's not supposed to be of him, that's not of him, that's around you. He's going to weed it out. All the bad weeds, he's going to weed those out. He's going to weed those out. The ones that mean you no good, that wants harm, or think that they better than you, he's going to weed those out. So again, do you know what season you're in? In a time of change, we are saying in God, what is God talking about? God doesn't change. We change. We the one that leaves God. God don't leave us. He said he will never leave us nor forsake us. God is the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. He changed time and season. Hello, y'all ain't saying nothing today. He changed times and season because he removed the king and set up king and gave wisdom out of the wise. He gave that knowledge to them that no understanding. I'm coming to you from Daniel. See, you can only get there if you know something. See, the problem is that we think we know But in reality, we really don't know. We don't know that we are not wise. Huh? We don't know that. Some of us trying to outsmart ourselves, but my mom always say, your smartness won't get you in trouble. Or if you think you're smart as somebody, you're only fooling yourself. Hosea 4 and 6 talk about, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. See, we don't want to be destroyed because we don't have that knowledge or that understanding. He said, all your ways get some understanding. Many lives have been lost. Many cruel deeds have been done, and many souls have been perished because of lack of understanding and the lack of knowledge. Get some knowledge today. Ask for knowledge. Ask for the wisdom. God will give it to you. He said, whatever you ask in my name, it shall be done. Ask God today for that wisdom and that knowledge to get you in that set place in your season where he wants you to be today. God don't want it to be so. That's why he gave his word. Again, his word said he will never leave us nor forsake us in times of trouble. He is always there. You know why he is always there? Because he dwells in us. He dwells in us. He is a spiritual being. So he lives inside of us. That still voice that you hear saying, go straight, go left, don't go to the right today, that's the God in you speaking to you, letting you know that it's danger ahead. But do we listen to that inner voice? No. Sometimes we be disobedient to the word and want to have it my way and not the way that God intended you to go. And what happened? You stuck in that traffic because of that bad wreck. Glory to God. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that don't know understanding. Amen? So knowledge have to come if you understand. If you get knowledge, if you don't know nothing and don't understand anything so you can obtain more knowledge, my God. But you see, Daniel had to put it in a way that to let us know, he changed time and he changes season. He giveth knowledge to those who have understanding. And you know Daniel is a man that's after God's heart. You know Daniel always kept that repentive spirit. Daniel was a man that had understanding, always got that understanding because he didn't want to feel God. So therefore, he had much knowledge because he understood what time it was. The fact is that we today don't know what time it is. Yeah, we're looking at the natural time. Right now, the time is 9:32. But our timing and God's timing is not the same. One day is as a thousand for God. The timing is not the same. So we are pumped up in a lot of nothing. Hello, y'all ain't saying nothing today. In Daniel 2 and 22 says, he revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth within. See, a lot of us think that we're fooling God or we're fooling people. We can't fool people anymore. We can't play church anymore. We can't play with preachers today because they have the knowledge of God and understand the times. So if we think that by doing stuff and saying stuff, we're getting away with it, we're not. We're not. Everything is under timing and everything is under season. We have a season for harvest. We have a timing for the bad weather and for the good weather and the cold and the heat. So again, everything have its season and everything have its time. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You just can't excuse me, you just can't anymore do the things that we used to do. We need to get it out ourselves. Let God shape us and let God mold us in perfection, in his perfection. We are not perfect. It says we all have fallen and sinned and come to the glory of God. See, many people think today that prophets and apostles don't exist. They do exist. They do exist. You can't keep playing the same old games. We really can't. It's time to go forth in the things of God now. Time is winding down. Time is at hand. Time is at essence, people. This is crucial time. If you all only knew what's getting ready to hit us, you would say, my God, have mercy on us this day. My God, have mercy, have mercy. It's time for us to put away the foolish things. Now, what's in the darkness? God is changing. You know why he's changing it? Again, because his time and his season has changed. You don't have time to play. You don't have time to play. You don't have time to play, people. Again, time is winding down. God has light on his people. We are the light of the world. We can't be hidden anymore. He don't want us to be hidden. He wants us to go out into the world and tell man, dying a woman, that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternity. He wants us to go out there and compel the people to come in from out of darkness into his marvelous light. Glory to God. He wants to use you today. God wants to use you. See, it don't matter what the people say. It don't matter what the people do. It all boils down to what God is saying. We are the change. We can make that change. We change the time. That is because the power of the Almighty God is working within us. See, change your season. My message today is release your season. You're going to release it today. In other words, when you release it, you're going to speak that which it is. You're going to speak that's going to manifest itself. We're not going to speak the negativity. We're going to cancel the assignment of all negativity and speak life and that more abundantly. You got the power today because God gave you the power. He said, behold, I give unto you power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt you. You can find that scripture in Luke 10 and 19. My God. So therefore, you have the power to release your season. Release it today. What don't you want? What you want, God? What you want from God? Huh? What you really want from God? Some of us ask God for some things that we really don't need. Some of us test God to see if God is a man of his word. Excuse me. See, some of us are called, but we don't want to answer to God. So God is saying to you today, what are you waiting for? Oh, God, it is your will. Oh, God, see, too much waiting. Your will is when you are ready. That means when you are ready, you will produce the season. Why he made it possible that you come out of darkness and come onto your winter month, into your summer month, to release your season. He is calling you from out of darkness. Jesus, my God. He wants you to release your season today, people. Release it. He wants you to release it. Once you release your season, then you release it. Then comes your harvest. When your harvest has come, then release that in which God has put in you from the foundation of the world. You are already what you are going to be. See, he created us in his image and in his likeness. You were ready when the seed was planted from the foundation of the world. Everything in that seed that it wants you to do, You are already his. See, he make a way for us. The work was already done. It was already done. He knew you from the time you was in your mother's womb. See, the Bible says that God put it this way. I know my expected end I have for you. See, he knows the expected end he has for you. He created you again in his image and his likeness. He knows how many hair you have on your head. He knows what you're thinking before you even say it. Because his ways are not like our ways. His thoughts are not like our thoughts. It is better if we only listen so he can get us in that set place to take us to that season where we need to be. My God, thank you, Jesus. Your season is always present. Why? When you come out from darkness into the light, you turn the sun with the S-U-N, meaning that you turn down the S-O-N with the S-U-N, and you became, woo! What I mean you became my living sun. My God. Stop being lazy today. Stop saying, I still have time. No, you don't. Time is at hand. Time is winding down. You don't want to do what God has called you to do. I wonder why is that? Why we don't want to do the day why God has called us? Because we still in self and we in sin and we scared what people might say about us because we're following Christ. They talk about Jesus. Who is us that they won't talk about? Huh? Who is us? If they do it to a dry tree, you don't think they'll do it to a green one? My God, have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, God. See, God called you to go forth and produce your season. He's calling you to go forth. He wants to see you producing today. He wants that season to be produced with a bountiful harvest. My God. Why? Because you are the seed that Jesus planted. Again, if Jesus is that spirit being that lives in you and he planted you, my God, you need water to fertile, to make that seed grow. So allow Jesus to water you once you get in his set place, when you get in his knowledge and ask him for that understanding today. Let him do all the watering. Let him do all the pruning. Let him do all the refinery. Let him shape you. Let him mold you today. My God. Jesus planted salvation in us. He gave us a free will and that free choice. Which one you going to choose today? You going to choose whatever you want to do or whatever God want to do. See, when you get sick and tired and sick and tired and your back goes up against the wall and don't know what to do, then you're going to cry, Lord, I need your help. Lord, I need your help. And you know what God going to say? I have always been there. It was just for you to call on the name of Jesus. It was just for you to get in your season. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. He gave you salvation. It's already in you. That resurrection power in you, my God. He wants you to grow up. So your time is always at hand. He don't want you to go backwards. He wants you to go forward in the things that he has for you. If you believe and trust in God today, your faith will keep you standing on his word. Your faith will keep you standing on his promise. You see, you talk to God like you're talking to your sister, like you're talking to your brother. You talk to God. God hears you. God, you just have to stand firm on your word and remind God, say, God, you said this. God, you said that. You got to talk to God like you're having a conversation with your family. Talk to God and trust and believe him. He will bring you out in due season. Don't do things and look for God to deliver you from whatever you're doing now. No, God God don't deliver you now. Yes, he will deliver you, but don't go back and do the same thing. See, when God deliver you, it has to be timing and season. Everything is a time and a season in God. Your faith brings about your season. Stop saying, like for instance, stop saying your boat. I don't know why we always say, I'm broke, I ain't got no money. Stop saying that. I have learned that in ministry, and I've been with the late Apostle Porter for over 60 years. I've been in this ministry, and I always say, well, I don't have money or I'm broke. She taught me the correct way. You go constantly broke if you keep on proclaiming you broke. So just change the way of how you say things. Speak life in what you say. He say life and death is in the power of the tongue. So whatever you speak, it's already sent in the atmosphere. So you're going to keep saying you're broke. You're going to stay broke. You're going to be in Lodoba. Hello. My God. You have to declare that the I am, that the I am that is in you. You proclaim today and you declare today you are money, you are healthy, you are wealthy. Whatever it is, you proclaim it that you are today. You are not broke. You might be temporary out of funds, but you're not broke. You're not broke in God. God have enough for everybody, so we're not broken, God. I know I am money. I declare and I decree I am money. I am wealthy, and I'm going to keep on walking in that. Why? Because God promised me. I'm just waiting for my season, for my time, for my harvest to be manifest. The more you keep saying it, the more you will be. So stop saying it. Stop, people. Stop. Stop. Proclaim and declare what you are. You are the I am that is greater in you today. So watch what you speak. Watch what you speak. Release your season. Release it today. Be a giver. And once you start giving, you will see God pressing down. It will come running over with good measure. You got to step out in faith. Step out and be a giver and watch God work in your life. Watch God. See, when we have kids, when our kids do bad, when our kids do good, we reward them. But God wants you to trust him with your kids even today. He wants you to trust him with your kids today. You know why? Because God is the greater one that lives in you. You see, without him, we are nothing. We are nothing without God. We are nothing without God. My God. See, God intervenes and he redirects our steps even when we do things outside his timing and his season. God have a set time and he have a set season. Those that want to buy a house, or those that want to buy a car, for the ladies that are single and looking for a husband, he have a set time and a set season set up just for you, you and you today. Those ladies that are looking for a husband, how I was taught, you declare and you decree it. Again, you're speaking it out of your mouth. Be careful what you say out of your mouth. You set your table. Oh, this space is for my new husband. You make space in your closet. You make space on your bed. You sleep on one side and the other side. Oh, this space is for my new husband. That's the way I was taught. Make that space for whatever you want. Declare it today. Let it be of good and not of evil. Declare it today. Those of you that want to buy a house, you sow a seed. When you sow that seed, You're going to also call that seed what it is. This is for my new house. You're thanking God in advance for your new house. You go out, you buy a new pot of dishes, you buy new towels. Oh, this is for my new house. Why? Because you're releasing your season. You're declaring it today, and you're proclaiming it because you know what? God's word never go out and return to us void. It don't. You want that house? Get that house. Again, everything is God's time and God's season. God have people set aside just for his people. Know that today. Know that today. He have people set aside just for his people. Those of you that want to buy a car, my God, I'm telling you, I was taught real good at City of Victory with the late Apostle Porter. You want to buy a car? You go to the car lot. You dress up real good. You know why? Because you declaring you have money. Even though you know you ain't got none, you declaring you have money because you are money today. It's going to be released. You are money today. Whatever you want to be, you call it out. You go in that parking lot. You dress good with your purse, your Louis Vuitton or your Gucci or your Michael Kors, whatever purse you got. You walk in there with your head up like you got some money. You know why? Because God says, whatever we ask in his name, it shall be given. You walk in there, you walking around, checking around the car, knowing what car you want. You lay your hands on that car, claiming your car, because you know why? God gonna make it happen for you. But yet, in your mind, then here comes the devil doubting. I don't got the money for this. My credit ain't right. The devil is a liar. Release your season today and listen to what God is saying. I'm telling you how to go about it because I walk that walk. And when I walk that walk and trust and stand on God's word, it happens. I walk around and walk around. Even when I was getting this house, I walk around and I walk around and I pray. I sow seed and I thank God in advance for my new house. I went out and I bought stuff. My driver bought me stuff. I mean, I was just buying stuff because the house was already mine. I didn't do no paperwork. I didn't do none of that yet. I was buying stuff because I know that God was moving, and I was standing on God's word. See, everything is timing. I missed it the first two times when God said, go now and go get your house. I missed it the first two times, but the third time I wasn't missing it. The third time was a charm, I'm telling you, because I released my season. I declare and I decree it that this year I was going to get that house, and I got that house. And that same year and the same following month, my van went out, and I declared and I decreed, and I got me a car, an SUV. I got it in July. I got the house in June, and I got my SUV in July. So I was releasing my season, standing and trusting God. I said, God, I know you never fail me. I know you are always there. You say, ask God. God, I'm asking you. I'm releasing my season because you promised me, God. You promised me. I release it. The husband is on his way. Why? Because I made room. I made preparation. I set the table just like I was taught. This space is for my husband. Y'all ain't saying nothing today, my God. I'm trying to get y'all in a place so y'all can release your season. Allow God's timing and season to move in you. Not your way, but God's way. Sometimes we be in the wrong place. When we in the wrong place, we can't get what God has for us. We got to be where God wants us to be so we can manifest your harvest. God has set aside time for you to get married. Some of you don't know how to cook. My God. Some of you don't know how to keep a house clean. See, all that is work. God got to work on you in order for your husband to come. He got to, again, time and season. God got to prepare you for your new husband. He got to work on you and make sure that you know how to do all these things. So when your husband come around and come in the picture, you have no problem. Why? Because that God has promised you is ordained. My God. Hey, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. My God. So if you don't know how to cook and you don't know how to clean, how are you looking for somebody to come in your life? Your season will never come because you don't and you didn't want it for God to release your season by preparing your fertile ground. When he prepared that fertile ground, he is preparing you to receive a bounty harvest that you have manifested. We go touch base on the farmer. See, a farmer knows when his ground is ready, because when he prepare it, he knows what season and what month that is going to manifest and harvest up and sprout up. So the farmer don't go out looking, because, again, he knows how it's going to grow. So in order for a farmer to prepare to receive their harvest when it's time, if it's produced right, he don't have a problem. See, many of us today, we are given another opportunity in life to correct or repair the things in our life that we either took for granted. We took too much things for granted today. Too much things. So in order for you to release your season, forgiveness is one way. Forgiveness. Have a repentant spirit. Always forgive. If you done wrong, if you didn't wrong, you always keep that repentant spirit. You don't want nothing stopping your harvest from coming forward. You don't want nothing stopping your blessings. You just want God to continue to use you. You just want your blessings to flow. When we don't do right and we don't pay our seeds or pay our tithes and do offerings and stuff, our money start acting funny. And people don't realize when you stop your blessings, it's because you didn't do your tithe, you didn't do your offering. You know, we cause our own mess sometimes and realize it. We're the one that do it. But again, when you start releasing what God has told you to release into your tithe, into your offering, and sowing that seed, you see money start flowing from the north, the south, the east, and the west. I know, I experience it. When I don't pay my tithes, when I don't do my offerings, my money start acting funny. I don't have no money to do what I need to do. But the minute I get back on track, it's like nothing never happened. I'm getting you in a place today so you can know God's time and God's season to release your season today. Release it today. See, we have to learn sometimes to be humble. We have to be humble. We have to be humble, especially under the Almighty God. We have to be humble. We have to be humble under the mighty hand of God during seasons of pruning and season of refining. God is the one who orchestrates our season in our lives. God's word don't go out and return to him void. but it accomplishes everything it pleases. He knows when to open the window of heaven to give rain, to let it be light. He knows when is a new season, cold winter. He knows when is the season for the summer season. He knows when. He knows when. Darkness into the light. You turn down the sun. Again, we turn down the sun, the S-O-N, with the sun. And we became one. Just like Jesus and the Father is one, you and God can be one today. Amen. I thank God for the word that he used in me today. And I hope everyone was touched and blessed by this word. So release your season today. Declare and decree what you, I am what I am. I am that he sent me. I am money. I am healthy. You proclaim it today in Jesus' name. Amen. I thank you, Sister Diane, for allowing me to speak on the broadcast in the hands of Sister Diane.
Amen, amen, amen. We thank God for that awesome word that came forth from Evangelist Sherisha. What season are you in? And it's time to release your new season. Amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, Lord, we thank you, Lord Father, for using Evangelist Sherisha this day, Lord Father, to bring forth your word, Lord. Father, as she pour into us, Lord Father, we ask you, O God, to refresh, refill, and rejuvenate her right now, Lord. Keep, Lord Father, that hedge of protection round about her. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. If you have a question for the speaker, you can go ahead and you can click that one button on your phone and you will be live on the air to ask your question. Amen. And as she said, it's a season for everything. That's what the word says. If you go to Ecclesiastes chapter 3, it says, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. Time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to rent and a time to sow. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace. Thing, there is a season. I heard a talk about what season are you in? You may be going through your season of sowing into someone else's life. How you do that? By helping them, whether it be by your time or your finances or however God leads you in that person's life that they need. Maybe it's your reaping season where, you know, you're seeing that harvest of those seeds that you have already reaped. So, you know, now you're getting that promotion, finances are coming in from the east, the west, the north, the south. You know, sit back and
examine and see what season that you're going through. And know whatever it is that you're going through, God is right there with you. If you allow him to, he is right there with you going through that season that you're going through. You may be saying, you know, everything is just coming at me. You know, it's like I'm just keep going through, Lord. Is, you know, why me? Why not you? He is shaping. He's molding you. That's your time that you're going through. But are you trusting God as you go through? Are you still praising him as you're going through? Are you still focused on the situation that you're dealing with? Or are you looking up? Because that's where your help comes from. Do you get down? Do you get, you know, ready to give up? Yes, you do when you're going through because you feel that's all you do, going through. Is there not a break in any way? Yeah, there is a break. The break that God is shaping and molding you. He is shaping and molding you through anything that you go through. Trust and believe there is a lesson learned. That is a testimony when you come through because you know that it was nobody that God that brought you through it. He brought you through that season of turmoil that was going through your life, that season of sorrow that you was going through in your life, the season where you was just nothing but negative that was either around you or just coming out of your mouth. He brought you through everything. He is bringing you through. He is shaping, molding you. So the season, whatever season that you're in, it could be sowing season or your weeping season. Count it all joy. You probably say, oh, that's easy for you to say. No. It ain't easy for me to say, because when I was going through, and I was like, Lord, why me? Isn't this not going to stop? And then when you stop focusing on what is in front of you and begin to ask God to help you. Ask God to help you. Trust in God. So when you have your downtime, you know, your time that you're feeling sorry for yourself, because we all have it. Sometimes there's someone right there that will pick you up, encourage you, make you laugh, turn it around for you. That's how loving, merciful God is. And sometimes there's no one around. Encourage yourself. A song will come on that will uplift your spirit. Your phone may ring, and it'll be that person just uplifting you, encouraging you. Remember today, no man is your enemy. Every man is your teacher. Begin to speak life. Release your new season. Walk into your new season. What am I talking about, new season? Listen, whatever it is that you're going through, there is no mountain that you're going through that cannot be removed. It can. But do you have the patience? Do you have the faith in God that he is taking you through? Are you allowing God in this season to chip off all that needs to be chipped off? Your hurt, your pain, you know, everything that you have went through, how do you go through it? Because you have to deal with whatever it is. You deal with it from the root cause. When you deal with it from the root cause, the enemy no longer have that power and authority over you. He cannot use it against you. When God is showing you, as you go through that season, whatever season it may be, when God is showing you, don't get mad. And if you get mad, it's okay to get mad, but don't stay mad, because he wants that better person that is, you know, inside there somewhere that we have allowed the enemy to take control. It can be by our actions, our words that we speak out of our mouth. It could be where others, they have spoken out of their mouth. But you know what? When you get to the root cause and begin to deal with it, you know, you go deep, deep down when God is showing you what's deep, deep down in that subconscious, not the conscience, but the subconscious. When he go in there and he begin to reveal to you, deal with it, that you come out brighter. You come out shining. And not by the S-U-N, but you're shining because the S-O-N has awoken up inside of you. You allowing the S-O-N come forth to do the work. And people will see you and see that light around you, the countenance of your face has brightened up. It's not dark, but it has brightened up. And I'm not saying, oh, well, you know, you're black, how can you be brightened up? You'll be surprised. We're not talking about the color of your skin. Talking about how you look spiritually. So encourage one another today. Go through your season praising God, worshiping him, thanking him. You are sick. You thank God for your healing. You thank him every day for your healing, for a vehicle. I thank you, Lord, for my new vehicle. Get affirmations that you can continually say. Look in the Bible. Spend that time with God. Because when you're going through something, the peace of God, when it comes within you, and people will look at you and be like, well, she's going through all this, so he's going through all this. How can they, you know, have the peace? They're about to lose their home. They have lost their jobs or a debt in the family, something. How can they go through it? Because he is bringing you through whatever season that you're in. So today, thank God. Thank God for whatever it is. Apostle Porter used to tell us, just tell God, pour it on you. And we learned that pour it on you means he know everything that is coming, that is about to happen to you in your life, and everything is just coming on you. And trust me, it was coming on you. When you ask God to pour it on you, yeah, it's coming on you, all right. And it's like, no, God, no, no, don't pour it all on me. Let me take it slowly and just go through it one step at a time. But you know what? Just trust God today. Trust the one that created you today. Trust the greater one in you. And remember that there is nothing that can happen to you today that the God in you cannot handle. That's an affirmation. Another one, I cast the burden of lack within the Christ in me that I may go free to have plenty. When you're on your job, you around people that don't like you. You're entering into an atmosphere. Some of us have family members that you're around on a daily basis knowing that they don't like you. Salute the divinity of God in them. Call their name and send them love in them. That's what you're doing today. If we change what we say and begin from negative to positive, it doesn't happen overnight. The Bible says that we were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. So you know what? Just like how throughout the years, the things that you have learned that wasn't of God, it now has to be learned. It's your season of going through of unlearning. People will say they go to church every Sunday. Yes, you're going to church every Sunday, but do you have that relationship with God? You see, when you get into the understanding, you will understand that that is just the building where we assemble ourselves together. That's what you will get that understanding. And you will understand that we, the church, we are that temple. We are the ministers of the gospel that God has placed here to draw others out of darkness and into his light. So you're going to unlearn all that, that you're not going faithfully to a building religiously, but you're going and you're assembling yourself together with people that are like-minded, that those that believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, that they don't just go into church just to go into that building to say, hey, I go to church faithfully. Well, do you have that faithful relationship with your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Because you know what? That building cannot save you. The building cannot save you. Having that relationship with God, entering into the building with like-minded people, takes you to another place. Takes you to another place in him. So whatever season that you may be going through and you think that God have forgotten about you, he have not forgotten about you. Know that you have more fighting for you than against you. Whatever situation, whether it be sickness or whatever you're dealing with, you have more fighting for you than against you. Remember, you are your brothers and sisters' keepers. So pray one for another. If you don't pray, you can start praying today because time is at hand and it waits for no man. Say you don't know the day, the time, nor the hour when he's going to come. When he is going to come and call your name. Not per se the world, your name. What state will you be in? Would you be in a rage of anger or, you know, about to do something that you're not supposed to be doing. Let the greater one rise up within you. Greater is he that is within you than he that is in the world. Read the Bible. Spend time in his word. Spend that quiet time just talking with God. Evangelist Arisha Tell, you can talk to him. Just like I'm talking to you, she talked to you, you talk to, you can talk with him. Prayer is a conversation with God. It's a conversation. Begin to develop that conversation with God, that relationship with God. Allow him this day to shape and mold you. Amen. Amen, amen. We just thank each and every listener that tuned in today to hear the word. And let me give you this one announcement. On July 30th is a back to school backpack giveaway. It's the third annual book bag giveaway on July 30th from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. at Apopka Memorial Middle School bus loop. All children must be present. I'm going to say it again. All children must be present. So please let us follow directions. If they say your child's supposed to be present, bring your child. Don't give them a hard time. Don't give them a hard time, like, to put it again, God tell us to do something and what we do. We want to give God a hard time. He give us specific instructions and we do contrary to what he said. So the third annual book bag giveaway is on July 30th from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. at Apopka Memorial Middle School bus loop. All children must be present. Amen. If you had missed this broadcast from the beginning and would like to hear this broadcast again, for those of you that have Facebook, you can visit our Facebook page, Logion International Ministries, and you can click on that link and you can hear the message again from the beginning. We continually like to thank our listeners, those that listen on a continual basis, those that are new listeners and listen at a later date. We appreciate you. We take you not for granted. Join us every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Every Friday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we have the Wailing Walls Prayer Conference line. And that call-in number is 712-832-7144, code 3333-POUND. Again, that's 712-832-7144, code 3333-POUND. Remember, prayer is universal. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. Every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you can join us for our Facebook Live. And if you have not liked or followed, go ahead and visit our page, Logion International Ministries, City of Victory, and click that like and follow, that you know that when we post and go live, you're able to stay up with us. So join us at 1 p.m. every Sunday for Facebook Live. And if you do not have Facebook, that's okay. You can still enjoy the service through our conference line. And that call-in number is 712-832-7144, code 3333-POUND. Join us every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Bible Talk. And we don't just talk about the Bible. We talk about real life issues that you can find in the Bible as well. And we just keep it real. So if you would like to learn more about the Word, join us on Tuesday night at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That call-in number is also the conference line number, and that number is 712-832-71. Amen. Evangelist Sharisha, you have any last words that you would like to say?
Yes, praise God. I've just been receiving some texts here that people can't talk because they are at work. One is from my sister, Charlene. She said in her text, I'm in my pruning season. Amen. So we're going to just continue to pray that she stays in her pruning season so God can release her season at due time, because it's not her timing, but God's timing in season and out of season. So I've been receiving another text from Charlene from Texas telling me, great job. So, again, the word has went out, and people's ear was not deaf or was not turned down. It was listening ears today, and I hope everyone was blessed by the word that came forth. So pruning and refining in time and in season. Be blessed.
Amen, amen. If God had laid upon your heart to sow a seed into this radio broadcast, for those of you that have Zelle, you can do so by entering logionint@gmail.com. That's logionint@gmail.com. Or you can visit our website at logioninternationalministries.com and hit that donate button. We do ask that you specify in notes what your donation is for. If you do not use any one of those platforms, you can mail it in to the City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Again, that's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Till then, be blessed.
Soon as I stop worrying. go, let God, oh, let go, and let God, let go, and let God, my brother, let go, and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God.
Let go.
He's the only one with the answer.
Let go.
Yes, let God.